Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Never before has a generation been confronted with so many choices. And when you go with one, like it or not, you establish priorities. So you have to decide which comes first. Establishing priorities and then sticking to them is growing more difficult all of the time. How do you decide what to make first? You have been asked to attend a conference. The same weekend, you have a chance to get away with your family for a weekend of relaxation. Now, going to the conference appeals to you, but your family wants you with them. How do you decide? The following guidelines will help you arrange choices in order of priorities. 6 questions can help you decide what should be a priority and what can wait. Question number 1. Which of these choices contributes most to the well-being of my whole family? Or if my family isn't a priority, then which is most consistent with my life purpose and objective? In the will of God, duties never conflict. There are times when attending a conference is important. There are other times when being at your son's game is the most important thing in your life. And yes, there are also times when even mundane tasks, housekeeping chores like balancing the budget, become a priority. Question number 2. Can I do what I would like to do without hurting those closest to me? The person who lives with only his interests at heart is selfish. Yet balancing family with work-related responsibilities demands looking at the big picture. So what if you succeed in business or ministry and lose your family in the process? Question number 3. If I don't do this, will it go undone? Or does it really matter? The reality is, you can't do everything. Saying yes to one thing means saying no to another. Have you ever asked yourself if Jesus healed everyone in his time? Or did he on occasion walk away from invitations to go somewhere and speak, because his priority was quiet time for prayer or recuperation? In evaluating your priorities, never respond out of guilt. Look at the whole picture. Yes, if you don't do something, no one else may either. But then if it goes undone, how critical is that? Question number 4. Is this the best use of my time, energies, and resources? I can pack my suitcase and head overseas 4 to 5 times a year, multiplied by an unknown factor of how many years I have to do this. So whenever I say yes to an invitation, I want to make certain it is the best use of my time, my energies, which are not unlimited, so I have learned, and certainly my resources, which can easily be depleted. Question 5. Am I willing to neglect something else to do what I would like to do? There are always some things you prefer doing. And doing the dislikable chore or task isn't necessarily always required of you. However, life is often a matter of getting up, doing the routine, repeating the same task day after day. Breaking out of the norm is fun and exciting, but there's a price to pay which you cannot ignore in deciding your priorities. Question number 6. Have I prayed for wisdom in deciding what to make first? Long ago, Scripture advised, "Help us to redeem our time because the days are evil." If ever that were true, it's true today. May God help us to decide well. Remember, saying yes to one thing means saying no to something else. And that's why you've got to decide. If you have access to the internet, you can go to guidelines.org and click on the date for today. It's yours. I'd like to hear from you. You can send email to me at guidelines@guidelines.org.